Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, Mr. Number 409. The Work in New Zealand. There is a work to be done in New Zealand that has not yet been done. The impress of human imperfections has bound about the work. But the Lord's eye is upon His people in New Zealand. He wishes them to reach a higher standard. He desires them to overcome all self-exaltation. No envy or jealousy is to be manifested, no evil surmisings entertained. We are laborers together with God. One laborer plants, another waters or cultivates, and God gives the increase. The progress of the work in each individual soul determines the strength of the church. The church advances as God gives the increase. The power of Satan's agencies is great. The Lord calls upon His people to unite their forces, to strengthen one another. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. The work in this country has been progressive. Though small in the beginning, it has been increasing. Let every church member seek to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. Then each will strengthen the other. Then God's people will persevere in doing good to one another, manifesting true godliness and brotherly kindness. They will press together, guarding one another's interests. Different gifts are imparted to different ones, that the workers may feel their need of one another. God bestows these gifts, and they are to be employed in His service, not to glorify the possessor, not to uplift man, but to uplift the world's Redeemer. They are to be used for the good of all mankind by representing the truth, not testifying to a falsehood. God would have His people help one another in the discharge of their various duties and in the faithful accomplishment of the work He has given them to do. It is not enough to worship God on the Sabbath. The religious services held on that day should be of an uplifting character. Those who preach the truth should be able to present it with power because they live it in the daily life. The church members should carry the influence of the correct observance of the Sabbath through every day of the week, in all their business relations and in all their home relations. They are to be Christians, controlled by the will of God, exemplifying the perfection of Christ's character.